Hi, I'm Martha.
Hi, I'm Izzy.
Welcome to the Lookouts Podcast Repoints Track.
Today's episode, we'll dive into the history of the bosun's pipe. So, what is the bosun's pipe? The bosun's pipe in the early days was known as the whistle of command and had its origin in the rowing galley of the Grecian ships. Although it may look and sound a bit like a whistle, it is actually a musical instrument on which many kinds of calls may be played. Not like the whistle that a coach might use.
In time, the whistle of command was expanded to be used by the commanders of ships. Ultimately, mates and bosuns would use the pipe to pass orders to the crew. Around 1671, the term whistle of command was abandoned and has since been referred to as a call and bosun's pipe.
Now, the pipe is used only by the bosun and crew leaders, not by the skipper or the mate. The skipper or the mate issues orders verbally to the bosun, who, in turn, either uses a pipe or passes the orders on verbally to the crew leaders. The crew leaders wear the bosun's pipe as an indication of their office and also to transmit orders to their crews.
The bosun's pipe harkens back to one of the oldest traditions in naval history. The pipe's origins may have been in the 5th century BC in the Grecian Navy. In 1513, Sir Edward Howard, Lord High Admiral of the British Navy, was given a gold whistle by the Queen called the Whistle of Command.
Piping as a ceremony with side boys is a custom evolving from the days when visitors were hoisted aboard by use of the bosun's chair.
The pipe was used for the commands haul away and lower away. Members of the crew of the host ship did the hoisting. The custom of piping the side is alive and well during Sea Scout ceremonies and in the U.S. Navy and Coast Guard.
According to Patrick O'Brien, bosun's pipes in Nelson's Navy were made out of silver. Bosuns would pipe the crew to various duties, with different calls for maneuvers and orders. The bosun pipe is used today, as it was in centuries past, to pipe aboard visitors and pass orders to the crew.
The pipe lanyard loop is passed over the neckerchief and then slid between the knot and collar.
The bosun's pipe is worn suspended on a white lanyard. However, this does not always have to be a white lanyard now, and carried in the pocket of the left-hand side of a blouse. You have the choice to use a Turk's head, Matthew Walker knot, crown sennet, scare sennet, a decorative eye splice, a ring splice, a whipping knot, and even more.
So what does your lanyard look like, Izzy?
So my lanyard is just like a customary white lanyard. I'm not completely sure as to what the knot is. However, my dad did do it, so he kind of surprised me with it as like a gift when I became a bosun.
Oh, so he made it for you?
Yes.
That's really cool. Where did you get your pipe from?
My ship actually gave me the bosun's whistle pipe, and I know you have an interesting story about how you got your bosun's whistle.
My whistle was actually given to me by my grandpa. He used to be in the Navy, and it was his when he was in the Navy. He was stationed in Japan for a while. He actually helped to deliver babies, which was really, really cool. But that was his when he was in the Navy, and when I became bosun, he gave that one to me as well. I used to have an old lanyard, and I just made this new one. Mr. David Perry helped me with this. He got this line that's on my lanyard came from a man in Finland who like hand wove all the cotton together, and he gave that line to David Perry to give to Sea Scouts to use for their lanyards. So I don't know, mine's pretty cool. I have like a 17 strand braid that goes around my neck, and there's different knots down it. I didn't want to do the Matthew Walker knot because it's too complicated, so I just made up my own. And I like how it looks. It's just me. So the cool thing about lanyards is that they can reflect your personality and your style and what you find is interesting. So.
Definitely. Each lanyard can be different. It's completely up to you. And I think that's what's really, really special about the bosun's whistle. Like my dad made mine, and he was at first was like, oh, I think I made a mistake and stuff. And I was like, no, this is perfect. And then he tried to compare it with some pictures of other people's bosun's lanyards. And I was like, no, it doesn't have to be this way. It can just be the way it is. And I really like mine.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when we're using the bosun's pipe, there are four different hand positions. You have open, curved, closed, and clinched. These positions will also indicate the lung force, or the necessary pressure of blowing air. In the open hand position, you use the least amount of pressure to make a soft, clear note. This note is the lowest pitched note of the four positions and can be the softest in volume.
In the curved hand position, you exert a little more air pressure to produce a higher pitched note than the produced using the open hand position. In the curved hand position, you are lightly closing your hand over the bowl, restricting the airflow.
For a closed hand position, you close the bowl of the pipe in the palm of your hand. Using the closed hand position requires greater amounts of air to produce a higher, clear note.
Using the clenched hand position, you exert all the pressure that you can to make the note shrill and clear. This is the most difficult of the note to sound and hold.
To learn the six calls used in Sea Scout ceremonies, you must first understand the score.
A straight line on the staff indicates a smooth note. You make smooth notes by blowing evenly into the pipe as if blowing into an ordinary whistle. You raise or lower the volume and pitch by exerting more or less force as you blow.
A dotted line indicates a rattling noise. You sound rattled noises, notes, by trilling the tip of your tongue against the roof of your mouth while blowing into the pipe. The rattled note resembles the sound produced by a pea in the police-style window.
A broken line indicates an undulating note. You make undulating notes by moving your tongue up and down in a wave-like motion while blowing into the pipe, causing the sound to undulate smoothly but continuously at equal intervals.
Full arrowheads along a line indicate full breath impulses. Half arrowheads mean gentle breath impulses. Intervals or rests are marked as such with the number of seconds above, if more than one is required. Otherwise, the notes are slurred smoothly.
If correctly tuned, the pipe should sound even when blown very lightly with the hand open. With the hand closed, the call should sound clear and shrill when blown rather hard.
Here is an example of the attention or morning call colors from a bosun's pipe call.
Typically, you will salute with your right hand because we are scouts. We do a scout salute, which is three fingers. But when you are using your bosun's pipe, you're using your right hand to pipe. So that is the only time that you can salute with your left hand.
We can also use the mess call, and which is the longest of all calls. It is a combination of three calls: attention, heave around, and pipe down. The mess call is 1 minute in duration on a single breath. It is a daily call and requires great skill and plenty of breath to carry out. You can hear the mess call now.
The sleeper's call is used to pipe all sleepers to start their brooms and carry out a clean sweep down fore and aft.
Now, when you hear a bosun's whistle call, or if you're the one piping the call, you know where it all started.
If you have any questions about bosun's lanyards or pipes, or just about our podcasts in general, you can email us at podcasts@seascout.org. I'm Martha.
And this is Izzy.
And we will see y'all next week.
On the Lookout Podcast, Reef Points Track.